All the scenes that you are about to see are real and were shot as they were taking place. If sometimes they seem cruel, it is only because cruelty abounds on this planet. And anyway, the duty of a reporter is not to make the truth seem sweeter, but to show things as they really are. dog's life. A 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 dog's life. Dog's life. A 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 dog's life.
I don't like. I don't like. Pathetic. Comic. Hypocritical. 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 Pathetic. Comic.
We'll be right back. his children through the woods. Teach them all the songs of love. Tie their hair in silver curls. Beat their tongues off the yellow line. May 16th. The image engraven upon wind and sea bears the two continents of love's foot, which takes the shape of the flying ship. Devil's chain and water drops. You too, in that kiss, cleanse the gallows and the riches of the spacious sea. For birds of death follow our wake, the scent of our love, and the sound of our sigh. Bound together in the fatal wave, back to back, the chains.
Joe, yes. down, down to the most deadly annihilation. I believed. I feared their warning. I pried all truth and lies to shreds to appease the doubt.
Life is but a farewell gift through the darkness to those.
devil's work, which takes the shape of flying ship and devil's chain and water drops. We two know that kiss lends the hours of the riches of the species. For birds of death, all your evasion, the scent of our love, the sound of our sigh. Bound together in a fatal wave, back to back, a chain of strings, tied to touch, to his body. Thus, we ring in the world without confusion. May 27th, 11 p.m. Singing in the signs done, the chains forged, the tomb sealed, the sound of iron on iron vibrating in space without it. Alas, May 29th, 11 p.m. The eyes of you are the last frontier of space, ringing the needles of life, torturing all my senses to the absent. Go down the doors of paradise, into our bridal bowers, and from the scarlet lip of the abysmal fire send forth a veil of incense dancing sensuous. And with love's injury, we shall shape God to satisfy. I shall slay thee again, to drink the anguish of thine eyes and rape the anguish. June 4th, 9:30 p.m. Deeply desirous of death, he drifts downward to the scarlet glows of walking in the secret center of the sun, pouring out his holy cup on the scarred and crusty ancient lord. He weeps for all of his brothers buried there. His tears divide me, gentle kisses him there, and wraps him softly as light. The might of my entry and the burden of the bullet in my brain, for I was shocked at my encounter. I'll demonstrate I'm not your God, but my holy God. I might have given myself over to your bloody business, but I no longer have an appetite for your appetite. I am a woman violating your tomb, and have left it sticky. I am filled with self-loathing for having gutted myself so long on the heart of your heart. Your precious well of passion praying for me. I am Neptune. I am the larva of the flight into life. But all my throat pray not make me long. The sword is from the cocoon of your skirt. It's forever changing face. Aiding not. But I have realized the most astonishing truth about you. You are the totality. Everything I have ever known has been you. You were always there. I said this a long time ago. I earnestly said it, seeing the whole thing very clearly. But I was on the other side of the glass talking to you. I didn't see you yet. I felt you, virgin. Burning necessity that drove me insane. And the misery of hearing hopelessness throwing me down, down to the most deadly annihilation. I believed nothing. I feared everything. I pried all truths and lies to shreds to appease the doubt, till at last, not through a single light, till at I have yet to see if my comprehension is not an aftermath of my birth, life cycle, and death. It is this reflection that I am doomed to hear the echo rebound. Bathed in the fountain of your heart, dissolved in your bowels, and violated by your failings that conceived me long ago. Now I rise up from death, and I attach my life along its entire length to the boundaries of your body, and fasten the bars to hold the tempest of your crown, and lock our legs in serpentine strength against the earthquake that will shake the reeds. Towering tree that holds aloft shimmering grace, snow white bright peace. Rise up, I have surpassed the tomb of dream to me. Stars trail from my fingertips. When I sew, the threads become snagged on the corner.